Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTM Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Monday, September 18th. Everybody freaking the you-know-what out after week two. Chill. Seriously, if that applies to you, it's still only week two. I know I said the same thing last week, but really, we need a little bit of time before we can evaluate everything. Evaluate we will, though, on the podcast today. I'm going to roll through each of the games from yesterday and give you the biggest takeaways from those games, including some injuries. There were a bunch of injuries yesterday. Nothing super major, which is the name of my band, by the way, super major. But still a bunch of things out there, so we'll get into it. And I am going to start with this game that, well, it was a really entertaining Sunday, and it was one of the more entertaining games with a big come-from-behind victory for the Atlanta Falcons over the Green Bay Packers. On the Atlanta side, Bijan Robinson's really good. I mean, he's really good. That's all I have to say. If you landed him in fantasy drafts, nicely done. I think you're going to be pretty happy about that. Also, we saw bounce backs for, well, Drake London in particular. After an ugly week one, this shows you don't go overboard here. He's still going to be heavily involved. And they threw the ball, I mean, 32 times for Desmond Ridder isn't terrible. But London goes 6 for 67 on 7 targets and a touchdown. Hey, if you don't like Kyle Pitts in the future, just don't draft him. He saw 5 targets. He caught 2 for 15. Kyle Pitts is not in the elite conversation right now, obviously, but he is a tight end like most of these guys who is 3 for 32 plus. So that's kind of where we are with him. He'll be a back end tight end one still for me after 5 targets in this one. As far as Tyler Algier is concerned, 16 for 48. Not a big day on the ground, but, you know, he did have the 16 touches compared to 23 for Robinson. On the other side, Jaden Reed's a stud, man. Now, let's not get too carried away for fantasy purposes. It was only 4 for 37, but he had 2 touchdowns, led the team with 8 targets as well. Had a lot of people pushing back on me with my ranking, which was outside of wide receiver 3 territory, but Dobbs still isn't 100% here. He's a hold, by the way, though. Don't move on from him. And you'll see tomorrow, we'll talk more about Jordan Love. Of course, he became the second Green Bay Packers quarterback ever with 3 passing touchdowns and 0 interceptions in week 1 and 2. The only other guy to do it was Brett Favre in 1996. Moving on to Vegas and Buffalo. Well, let's start on the bad side here. Vegas, negative 2 rushing yards on 9 carries for Josh Jacobs. And the offensive line, he had no room to run. You know, he was hit behind the line of scrimmage on nearly every carry. It was pretty insane. Now, he did at least salvage something for fantasy purposes in the passing game. 5 for 51 on 6 targets, so you at least got that. But not good in the run game. That needs to improve. Davante Adams in the concussion protocol, but should be good. And apparently, Jacoby Myers trending in the right direction as well. On to the good side. Well, James Cook didn't score a touchdown, and yes, some people were complaining, and I'll use the nice word there, complaining that he wasn't getting goal line carries. Do we really expect a dude who weighs 195 pounds to get goal line carries when you have Latavius Murray, Damian Harris, and Josh Allen there? Come on. But he had 21 touches. He had 17 for 123. He looks so explosive. He caught 4 balls for 36 yards. Great there. By the way, Gabe Davis, this is our Gabe. 6 for 92 and a touchdown after last week. It's going to be a roller coaster ride. Just get ready for it. But Josh Allen looked a lot more comfortable in this one as well, so that was good for him. Moving on to Baltimore and Cincinnati, the biggest story here is Joe Burrow. He does not look like himself, and this isn't because he forgot how to play football. It's because he's still hurt. We could see him miss some time, so be prepared here. And honestly, I don't think that's the worst-case scenario. I'm having a lot of people complaining about their quarterbacks, though, and if you're somebody who listens to this podcast and you follow a lot of the logic here, you may not subscribe to all of it, but here's the method to the madness. If you drafted a quarterback in a 1 quarterback league, either in the early rounds, that's rounds 1 to 5, not probably in round 1, but maybe in 3 or 4 or 5, or the middle round, 6, 7, 8, 9, you're drafting a onesie position with some fairly valuable picks. And if that onesie position either slightly doesn't hit, like Justin Fields, who we'll talk about in a bit, or is hurt, like Joe Burrow, you cost yourself a lot more than if you miss on a guy who you get in the late rounds. Again, something to keep in mind for drafts next year. I'm telling you, there's a method to the madness. But at least T. Higgins got back on track, had 8 for 89 and 2 touchdowns on 12 targets. Of course, Jamar Chase only had 5 for 31. Buy low on Jamar Chase. Seriously, people are giving him away right now, and that's a joke. All right, over to the other side. So the backfield actually played out as I expected from a touch and snap standpoint. Justice Hill, 38 snaps. Gus Edwards, 32. Justice Hill, 14 touches. Gus Edwards, 10. But Gus Edwards had the more efficient fantasy day. Don't think that's something that's going to stick. They both should be rostered until further notice. Edwards, 10 for 62 and a touchdown on the ground. Hill wasn't bad. 11 for 41 isn't spectacular, but he did catch 3 balls as well. Odell was hurt in this one, so it led to more work for Nelson Aguilar. He is not somebody we're adding. If anything, if somehow Zay Flowers is still out there, okay. But otherwise, Odell doesn't sound like it's a bad injury, by the way. Mark Andrews back, and that felt pretty good. 5 for 45 and a touchdown on 8 targets for him in this one. Moving on to Seattle-Detroit, very entertaining game. DK Metcalf got banged up with a ribs issue, but did manage to play through it. I don't think this will cost him any time. We had a Tyler Lockett blow-up game, 8 for 59 and 2 scores on 10 targets, including the game winner. Kenneth Walker, not efficient, but got in the end zone twice, so I don't care. 17 for 43, but 2 touchdowns for him. And Geno Smith got back on track in this one as well. Ken Walker significantly out-snapping Zach Charbonnet. So Charbonnet is still just a bench stash. On the other side, Amon-Ra got a little banged up with a heel issue. We'll keep an eye on that one. But David Montgomery, thigh injury, and it does sound like he's going to miss a few weeks here. So we'll talk about Craig Reynolds tomorrow on the show. Craig Reynolds will be an add here because he went straight into Montgomery's role. Jahmyr Gibbs did not. 7 for 17 on the ground for Gibbs wasn't good, but he did catch 7 balls for 39 yards on 9 targets. Josh Reynolds, 5 for 66 and 2 scores. We'll talk about him tomorrow. Sam Laporta looking good too, 5 for 63 on 6 targets. We'll talk about him as well. Chargers, Tennessee Titans. Something's got to change for the Chargers. There have been 34 teams in a Super Bowl era to score 50-plus points and have 0 turnovers through their first 2 games of the season. Of those 34 teams, one of them has started 0-2, and that is the Chargers. That's pretty shocking right there. Of course, we had no Austin Eckler in this game. Joshua Kelly was ineffective. I think we're seeing what he is. He's a backup, and in the right matchup, he may be good, but against a defense like the Tennessee Titans, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, both hitting double-digit targets. 10 for Allen, 13 for Williams. Allen had the better fantasy day, but Williams was still good, 8 for 83. Of course, Allen, 8 for 111 and 2 touchdowns. Quentin Johnston only ran 9 routes. Joshua Palmer ran 28. That shows us where we are there. On the other side, DeAndre Hopkins played through injury. I'm not going to hold this game against him. 4 for 40 on 5 targets. Chig Okonkwo getting back in the mix. 4 for 35 on 4 targets. Treylon Burks, 3 for 76. So there's some upside here. But really, we just saw a lot of Derrick Henry. 25 carries, 80 yards and a touchdown. 3 catches, 15 yards. Tajay Spears looks very good as his backup, though. So just keep that in mind. We'll talk about him tomorrow as well. Chicago, Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield, he looks like himself again, man. He had 317 passing yards, 1 touchdown, of course, connecting with Mike Evans, who went off a vintage Mike Evans game, 6 on 8 for 171 and 1. Chris Godwin, 5 for 58, but 8 targets as well, so I'm not worried about him. And Cade Otton, do we have some value here? 6 for 41 on 6 targets. Rashad White, 22 touches, 103 scrimmage yards and a touchdown. Very good game for him. On the other side, no Deontay Foreman. So we see a split between Khalil Herbert and Roschon Johnson. Roschon Johnson should be rostered. Khalil Herbert is the better option. 30 snaps for him, 22 for Roschon. We'll talk more about this tomorrow as well. Justin Fields, if you're panicking, keep in mind what I just said about Joe Burrow. Secondly, keep in mind Justin Fields was doo-doo butter through the first 2 games last year for fantasy purposes. This is what you signed up for. You signed up for ceiling. We knew the floor wasn't particularly high. Give it a moment. He at least had a rushing touchdown here, though, too. But give it a moment. I think it's going to take a good month to figure out if you really screwed up on that one. All right, Kansas City, Jacksonville. I thought it was going to be a barn burner. It was not. The barn was not harmed in the making of this past week. Kansas City just 17 points, but they win, holding Jacksonville to 9. Travis Kelce was back, okay, on the Kansas City side. And he saw 9 targets, but he only caught 4 for 26. Had the touchdown, so there was that. But, you know, better days will be ahead. I thought Isaiah Pacheco looked really good. Only 12 carries, but 70 yards. Ran really hard in this one. 20 yards over expectation for him. So a solid outing there. He'll have some big games in the future here. Wide receivers, they still want to avoid him for Kansas City. Here's your routes run. Marquez Valdez, Scantling, 37. Sky Moore, 31. Justin Watson, 25. Kadarius Toney, 15. Rashee Rice, 6. Justin Ross, 4. Richie James, 3. I want nothing to do with those wideouts. On the other side, after I was concerned after week one, Christian Kirk showed up big, leading the Jags with 38 routes run, 34 for Ridley, 28 for Zay Jones. 14 targets, 11 catches, 111 yards, so there was that. To all the ding-dongs doing the week one Calvin Ridley victory lap, they all seem to have disappeared after week two. Ridley just 2 for 32. Now, he just missed the touchdown. Had 8 targets, should be fine going forward. And the same thing for Zay Jones, no catches. All right, fine. He had a near miss on a touchdown. Better days will be ahead for him as well. By the way, Travis Etienne well ahead of Tank Bigsby. Bigsby is just a backup. Indianapolis and Houston, the biggest story here. There's a couple big ones, but the biggest is that Anthony Richardson landed in concussion protocol relatively early in the game. Had 2 rushing touchdowns, looked awesome, but on the second one banged his head. 3 for 35 and 2 touchdowns. Gardner Minshew would get a start, obviously, if Richardson can't play, and he would at least be viable in Superflex. 12 targets for Michael Pittman, 8 for 56. He's going to have a big volume here. Zach Moss, 18 for 88 and a touchdown, just like we drew it up. But here's the thing that we didn't draw up. Offensive snaps for running backs in this game. Zach Moss, 55. That's it. That's the list. Deion Jackson did not play an offensive snap in this game. That's what we didn't see coming. This was also my worry. I said it on the podcast. I had no friggin' clue what they were going to do. Well, now we at least have a clue. And Zach Moss took advantage of a very good matchup. So credit where credit's due. On the other side, C.J. Stroud, 384 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, the third rookie with 375-plus passing yards and 0 interceptions ever in the history of the NFL. The only other two to do it, both did it in 2012. Andrew Luck and Nicky Franchise. Nick Foles also did it. How about that? All right, so Stroud, yes, some of it was garbage time. Are you going to take it away? Do you take away the fantasy points? No, I don't care. He put up 384 and 2. So he's on the radar now. So is Tank Dell. 10 targets for him. Actually ran 42 routes, which was 4 more than Nico Collins, who had himself a day as well. Dell, 7 for 72 in a score. Collins, 7 for 146 in a score. They will both be discussed tomorrow. Damian Pierce's stock is fading a little bit, but he's still well ahead of Devin Singletary in terms of the pecking order. So at least there's that. San Francisco and the Rams. All right, on the San Francisco side, first and foremost, McCaffrey is so much friggin' fun to watch. It's amazing. Brandon Ayuk was banged up in this one. We'll keep an eye on it. He had a shoulder injury early in the game. That's why the numbers don't match what he did last week. Just keep that in mind. Otherwise, Debo was good. Okay, on the other side. Let's start with Puka Nacua. 25 receptions through the first 2 weeks of the season is pretty incredible. 15 on 20 targets for 147 yards. Okay, will this value continue if/when Cooper Kupp returns? No. Cooper Kupp is going to be in this role. So Nacua, for me, I would view him probably a back-end wide receiver 3, but he's doing some special stuff right now. It's just Cooper Kupp. Now, Tutu Atwell will also retain some value. He exceeded my expectations in this one. 7 for 77 on 9 targets, so we'll talk about him tomorrow. The other big story, oh yeah, there's another one. Cam Akers, inactive and probably going to be traded and could happen immediately. Doesn't fit the culture, allegedly. So Kyren Williams went 14 for 52 and a touchdown, 6 catches for 48 yards and a touchdown on 10 targets. A breakout year is a brewing here for Kyren Williams. If you picked him up last week, good for you. Moving on, Giants, Arizona, Daniel Jones having the second half of his life. Unreal in the second half. I was like, I ranked him as a top 10 guy this week, and I'm thinking, oh, man, well, they're all going to yell at me for that. Nope. Went bananas in this one, and that was good to see. Now, of course, the bigger story, though, Saquon Barkley injured with an ankle issue. Doesn't sound like it's going to be major. If he does miss any time, though, it'll be Matt Breida. Barkley had a day, though. 6 for 29 on 7 targets and a touchdown as a receiver. 17 carries, 63 yards and a touchdown as a runner. So pretty fun there. Jalin Hyatt, by the way, 2 for 89, only ran 11 routes, so be careful. On the other side, James Conner, 23 carries, 106 yards and a touchdown. That was nice. Zach Ertz still heavily involved, 6 on 8 for 56. Marquise Brown, 6 for 54 and a touchdown on 10 targets. Not bad, but I do think a quarterback change is brewing here because Joshua Dobbs, not quite cut out for the job. Jets, Dallas, CeeDee Lamb goes off in a game where he doesn't really need to. 11 catches for 143 yards. And, him and Tony Pollard are good. And I don't think we need anything else. Tony Pollard heavily used in this game. On the other side, okay, Zach Wilson, 3 interceptions. What did you expect? Garrett Wilson, 2 for 83 and a touchdown on 8 targets. I'll take it. Honestly, I'll take it. Here's the concern. Running back snaps. Dalvin Cook, 16. Breece Hall, 15. Michael Carter, 15. I love Breece Hall, but he can't be used as anything more than a flex, at least for the time being. Washington and Denver, Sam Howell, 299 yards and 2 passing scores. Solid outing for him. Connected with Terry McScorin for a touchdown, so that was nice. His other touchdown going to Logan Thomas, who was concussed in this game. Brian Robinson had another big one. Even bigger, this one. He goes 2 for 42 as a receiver, 18 for 87 and 2 touchdowns as a runner. Meanwhile, Antonio Gibson touched the ball 5 times. People are going to freak out over Antonio Gibson. If you really want to drop him, drop him. But here's the more telling part of this. Brian Robinson, 36 snaps. Antonio Gibson, 30. There's just something off there that I'm not going overboard with Antonio Gibson. If I'm rostering him, I'm holding on to him. On the other side, Russ, big numbers. I know he had a Hail Mary at the end. I don't care. What are we going to take that away from him? 308 and 3. First 300-yard game, 3 passing score game for Russ here. With Denver, 6 for 56 as a runner, looked really comfortable there. Marvin Mims had 5 routes run. Before you go and pick him up, he had 5 routes run. 2 for 113 in a score, 5 routes run. Brandon Johnson is more pick-upable, although he had touchdowns on both of his receptions, and one of them was that Hail Mary. Honestly, I thought Cortland Sutton looked pretty good, 5 for 66 on 7 targets. Jerry Jeudy getting his legs underneath of him. Javonte Williams did significantly out-touch Samaje Perine in this one. Williams had 14 touches. Samaje Perine had 4. So, it sounds like he's ahead. But check this out. Snaps. Javonte Williams, 28. Samaje Perine, 31. Be careful. Be careful. All right. Last game, Miami, New England. Raheem Mostert going off in this one. Wasn't the best day for the passing game, but hey, Belichick, I get it. But at least Tyreek got in the end zone. Jalen Waddle was concussed here in this contest. We'll keep an eye on his status. On the other side, Ramondre got in the end zone, 15 for 50 and a touchdown as a runner. Did catch 3 for 10 as a receiver. Hunter Henry now is in the top 10. 6 for 52 on 7 targets, scored a touchdown as well. Mike Gesicki was actually used, 5 for 33 on 6 targets. Devontae Parker ends up leading the team in routes run, 6 on 8 for 57. Although Kendrick Bourne did see 9 targets. Only 4 for 29, but 9 targets. And Mac Jones is throwing the ball a ton this season. All right, I'm going to process all of this and put the waiver wire together. I am also going to have a better way so that you can figure out if there is a player that you should drop for another player with waivers. And guess what? We're going to use math to do it. That's coming tomorrow. I swear it's not going to be that difficult. But that's coming tomorrow. In the meantime, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, FTNFantasy.com. Go check it out. Promo code RATPACK for 10% off. I will catch you on the flip side for another edition of the pod. Waiver Wire coming at you. All right, I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.